Hi, and welcome to our very first episode of the Tamworth Gamers podcast. This is a full recording of the start of Chapter 2 in our Werewolf campaign. Enjoy!
Okay, my character's name is Leona Gutierrez, also known as Dancing Shopping Bag.
Also known as Jessica Smith.
Well, yeah, currently known as Jessica Smith. She's quite a secretive person. She doesn't share any of her history unless she really trusts people, which she doesn't tend to do. She's quite a skinny girl as she lives on the streets. She is 5'10", a bit of a chav. She's from London's East End and has got a very, very thick accent.
Okay,
great. My character's name is Olivia Stockton, but no one calls her that. Everyone just calls her Red because she's got red hair. And when she transforms, she's like a big red direwolf, which is typical of her tribe, and she's from the Fianna tribe. She's quite well off from a well-respected family in London. She's quite kind of upper class, and she's a complete pure breed and has a history of respectability in her family. Saying that, she has a tendency to get into trouble a lot. She's really curious and likes to get drunk and party and stuff. Very charismatic.
Okay.
Mikhail Olenska, often known as Mishka, fairly athletic, outgoing kind of person, Russian birth, brought up in England, is your atypical spoiled little rich kid and a bully at the end of the day.
Which werewolf I call?
Silverfoot. It's a
matter. I've made a fuss of that. I've actually got to remember how to pronounce one of them.
I can tell you.
Zrubulk.
That's
my go, isn't it? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yes. Bogdan. No, there's Bogdan. Or Zrubulk, which is actually Russian for exploding wolf. He is a glasswalker. He's a demolitions expert and enjoys his job far too much. It's not his actual job now, he's now Russian mafia living in London, but he's quite proud of his military service. Definitely at the moment he's working that angle, like you wouldn't believe. He has a very odd sense of humour, and that tends to get him in trouble. But that just amuses him more, generally. And he has an ego. Size of a planet. Currently, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could just be the herpes.
No, it's definitely not got herpes.
The size of a planet.
Oh yeah, sorry. About 5'6", 5'7", not very tall, skinny, quite clearly quite Slavic origins, high cheekbones, but charismatic and reasonably good looking with it.
Awesome. Next.
My character is called Theo Fraser. He is a Metis, a Theurge from the Uktena tribe. He isn't the typical Uktena. He's from a white American, a fairly upper middle class background. He is an albino and he has actually been raised by his tribe as an outsider, because of his Metis deformity. He is a Theurge and spends more of his time with the spirit world than he does with living humanity or other werewolves. He does actually feel quite socially awkward around other people. With his mortal guise, he actually works for the University of Connecticut as an archaeologist and travels the world. That also engages him with a lot of his Uktena tribe responsibilities of researching and combating as best as he can the worm. He is about 5'8", very, very skinny, and very quiet, but very, very observant.
Okay, cool. So, at the moment, you're on a plane.
Okay.
Making your way to Brazil.
Right.
Okay. It's going to take a few more hours you're quite a bit into the flight, but you've still got about an hour and a half left. So while you're on there, what are you guys doing? You're with these guys here.
And where are...
Okay. She's just... Yeah.
Sorry, I know where we are.
Yeah, she's always been there.
Okay.
We're just doing that. She's only here for one session, so...
Right. That'll be why she's just suddenly appeared out of the ether.
Yeah. Okay. Like, so, you guys at the minute are where?
I'm hover up a rock face.
Aren't you waiting for me to plant some explosions?
Just that.
Yes, actually, I was.
Yeah, you were going to plant some on the tanks or something?
Yeah.
On the fuel tanks, and then he wants me to sneak all the way over the other side of the compound to plant some on the communication centre.
Yeah.
Because he's good like that.
Yeah.
Okay, one or the other would have been fine.
No, just do the fuel tanks, then you muppet.
You can't say that now.
No, I know. It's even better.
Okay, so what are you doing?
Right, so I was waiting for a truck to be stopped so that I could climb underneath it and sneak in that way, wasn't I?
Okay, you're hiding behind some barrels and whatnot as you hear one of the large lorries turn up at the gate. It's got the cargo that has been loaded on it. It gets stopped. You hear some talk about asking for the pass and what they're carrying and things like that. The main guard says, fine, you're on the list, put it over there.
So I'll wait for them not to be looking that under the van.
Okay,
that can be some kind of...
Can you make me a stealth roll, please?
Yes, dex and stealth.
Yes, please.
Three successes, mate.
Okay, no worries. You wait for the opportune moment, and you make a dart for it, and you grab... You manage to dive under, skid along, and then grab onto the trailer as it slowly starts to pull into the compound.
Cool. Can I see very well from under there?
It's very limited. If you can, perhaps if you stretch out, you can probably get a little bit more of a vision, a view of what's going on, but it's not brilliant. You're going to have to try and...
I'm just mentally urging it to turn right then.
It goes in, you can see it's following a road that many vehicles have followed, which takes it, it brings it into the compound, it hangs a right,
absolutely,
and then goes around, because at the top there are, is where the delivery units are on the left, top left. So it comes around, it does go past the fuel.
When it goes past the fuel tanks, I'm going to drop and roll in their direction.
Okay, can you make me a dex dodge?
Yes, indeed I can. Oh, hells yes. Yes, I did that well, dude.
Yep.
Four successes.
How'd you do it?
Well, I've been kind of glancing out the side when I felt it turn right.
Mm-hmm.
And then as soon as I knew I was coming up on the fuel tank, I have a quick glance again to see if there's anyone obviously walking around, and just kind of throw myself and roll in between the
walls.
Hopefully landing in cover.
You land between, there's three fuel tanks, so you may still land in between one and two.
That's pretty impressive stuff. And I plant a remote detonator charge on the middle one.
Yep.
Because that should, in theory, take out the 82 as well.
Yep.
Cool. What do you want, rolls?
Setting up a... Is it demolition? Oh,
setting up an explosive device roll. Yeah, mate, no problem. Demolitions or explosives?
Explosives.
And what other... Dex and explosives?
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
I'm thinking along the lines of you've got to be quiet.
Two successes.
In other words, you have a couple of moments where you're planting it and you're starting to cable it all up ready to go, and you've got a couple of vehicles that come by which kind of buff you with the wind, but you managed to get it all sorted.
There are no obvious flashing lights, so I should point out.
Okay.
None of this Hollywood bollocks for me.
Okay. Right, what are you doing after that?
I'm going to look around and see how easy it would be to get to the communications centre.
The best way to get to the communications centre is probably around, really.
The perimeter.
Look at the map.
I haven't got it. The map is at home on the pad that the girlfriend took out of my bag to make notes on. I could probably redraw it, actually. It is a big one.
Yeah,
redraw it
on plastic.
Yeah, actually. Give me a bit of paper.
Got it.
Okay.
Hang on. I've got these things called dogs to worry about again.
Okay, while you're doing that, what is...
I'm with Chris, so I don't know where I am.
You're with us.
We're at
the back.
Yeah, it might be sensible to take a moment to describe your location.
We are. Let me just
draw the map, and then you can see where everyone's locations are.
Brazilian rainforest for a start.
Are we in Brazil, aren't we?
No, just the Brazilian rainforest.
So we are in Brazil.
I was being facetious.
I think the Brazilian rainforest.
I'm on a plane.
Not on a boat, guys.
Yeah, we were on a boat.
I'm on a plane.
Well,
that's some point in time we most definitely did do flips and shit.
Yep.
We were two dolphins.
Getting everybody all wet.
No.
I've got some balls for you.
Balls?
The balls?
Balls,
I sincerely hope not. Right.
Well,
we are.
Because otherwise we're going to have that.
There.
Russell Wilson.
Let's take a washing machine.
Cheers, come on. Thank you.
I think I've missed some stuff.
Yeah. Stuff to make it less like a washing machine. More like an archaeological / military base.
This one is probably the military base. I can't actually remember what I built at the back was, but
that
hey.
That one's the barracks. That one's
no,
the comms.
I thought that one was barracks. Yeah. Their comms.
Oh,
their oil tanks.
Damn.
And I've got no idea what that was.
What's that?
That's the offloading thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the delivery suite, isn't it?
What's the big circle thing in the middle?
That's the big glass dome. Or
the
big dome
thing
that they've got.
Yes.
Yeah, we are currently there. You've got rock face, big cave entrance covered up by metal doors, big L-shaped big building, three oil tanks, big dome, and three buildings there which start like this with a comm room.
So Ian's just put a thing there.
Ian is about there at the minute, yeah. I'm now going climbing.
Okay.
Which is what I was about to say, of if you have to go round the perimeter,
feck about. I think I should be able to. How well lit is the dome?
Okay, look at the dome. It's...
Bear in mind, it's mid bag.
Yeah.
Is it?
Is
I
it
thought it was at night.
No. First thing in the
morning. Actually, no, where are we? Because now I'm lost, because we set out first thing in the morning, so...
Yeah, I thought it was at night.
Yeah, it's got to be night time.
Yes, it had been, sorry.
Well, there's
a
6-hour
time difference, isn't there, between
London
and Brazil?
What?
And the flight's going to take at least 9 hours to get across the Atlantic.
No, we've been there for ages.
Have we?
Yeah, we've been there for a good day and a half.
Yeah, you're up there.
Because they're the guard towers, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm assuming all the spotlights and shit in them. And I'll assume that that's all fairly well
lit. So, how well lit is the dome in the dark?
The dome is about this house and the house on top of it again, tall. All around the outer shell of the dome, there are lights about a meter apart, pointing down. And there are some large, and the main compound itself has got lights. Basically, street lamp style lights around the perimeter.
So, while there are plenty of lights, there's also plenty of shadow.
Yes.
Are you stealthy? Is the question.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yes.
That's a point. Have you given her the extra points you get from our totem?
Yes.
I is. During all the time that Bogdan was farting around with vans and stuff, sorting out my climbing gear, because I'm going on that rock wall at the end of the building, or
okay.
End of that thing.
Where the cave entrance is.
Because they've blocked out, haven't they, for the cave entrance?
Yeah, they've built a big steel door. They've built out, and then they've put a massive big steel door.
So my aim is to get on top of that big steel door thing.
They look like, you know, hangar doors?
Yeah.
They look like them. But they've obviously brought...
Because end of last session, I sat there, and if you remember, I scouted you all up.
Yep.
So I'm going to go up and across. But on the way up, I'll be knocking mount rigging points in and rigging a rope through.
Okay.
So that Jessica and
Red
can follow.
Okay.
Figuring it's that I'm probably a better climber than them do.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. So I mean, can you make me some dex climb roll, please? While you're on the plane,
death athletic rolls.
You have
how many do you want?
How far are you going up?
I've got to clear that for that back guard tower, and I want to clear it by a good couple of foot.
Okay, so can
like
I have 10. 5 volts, please, then? Okay, while you're on the plane, you're sitting there.
I can't fall asleep.
Headset's on.
No. Hair plugs in.
Okay.
I'm trying to fall asleep.
Okay. You get a comforting voice.
What sort of comforting voice?
It's very deep and slow.
Awesome. What's that playing?
How are you?
Oh. On the plane. How do you think of it?
Knowing how you feel about flying.
I'm several miles above the earth.
Wrong and consistent. I would feel.
You would be correct.
Oh, what's your destination?
I am going to Brazil. To meet up with my companions.
Excellent. You need to go somewhere private.
This makes me uncomfortable.
It doesn't. I can help you get there quicker across there.
Okay. I apologise to the people next to me. I'm getting back to myself.
You get the tots and the... It's just falling asleep.
So there's a guy
that's gone back. Tap me over the head bag. Which I'm assuming is everything got caught. With me, and I go to the loo. Is the loo occupied?
No.
Awesome. I go to the loo. And I look into the mirror.
You see a friendly face.
Why are you up here? You're a tree.
I am, but you need to get to your companions. I've pulled in some favours.
This makes me uncomfortable. It means that I've got to pay you back now.
We'll talk about that later. Which is okay for you, because when he eventually gets around to thinking about it, 30 years could have passed.
That's true. That's true. Okay.
With that, he kind of lifts a limb, and you see it coming.
A branch.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yeah.
Okay, what am I going to do now then? What does it want
and
to
he
do?
Kind of puts. If he had hands and fingers, he would put him against the glass like that. Against the mirror like that.
Okay, I put my hand against his.
Okay. You get a
tree-like appendage.
Can you make me a notice roll, please?
What's the success?
No.
I just need just. No, just how many got your notice?
No. Raw notice.
Just raw notice.
A raw notice of what, three?
Yes, with probably 3d10, please. I just need to have a...
Gnosis,
though.
Just
need
to
get... Yeah,
hang on.
A 5.
Oh, gnosis.
Gnosis.
Oh, I thought it said notice.
No.
As in looking. No, gnosis. No, I've got 7 gnosis.
Okay, in fact, don't even roll any if that's the case.
You sure?
Roll for me.
Okay.
I've gone 50 foot up a rock wall.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 successes.
No problem at all. You touch the glass and you get like you get a cold sensation. It travels up your arm.
Have I experienced this before?
Yes.
Okay.
Travels up your arm and then goes across your face, and then it comes eventually your whole body is cold, and you kind of.
Before I do that, I'm going to lock the
And you kind of just.
Is yours about as good as mine?
Three. You know when you sidestep, you get that. Where you're occupying both places at the same time before you appear in the destination. That's the sort of feeling you get. And you can't. And you're at the moment looking out at a compound full of lights. You can see. Them two.
So I can see.
Yeah.
Wandering plastic bag, dancing plastic bag,
dancing shopping bag,
whatever. It's a bag.
Yeah.
It does moving things,
and
I can see bread.
Yeah. And you all of a sudden merge out of a tree and stand next to them two.
Hello.
Wow. What?
The edge powers.
That's well going. Our stealth.
You hear someone go, "Wah!" And now there's a.
I'm 50 foot up a rock wall. It's like.
As soon as you say there goes our stealth, I will pinch my fingers together.
I'm waiting for there to be a bit of commotion before I fire the bolt gun that basically attaches the hooks into the rock wall.
That's fair.
Onwards. I am going to attempt to cross. The dome building.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of uniform are all these people wearing?
They're wearing the simple black fatigues, black combats, black boots.
They're pretty much what I'm wearing.
Pretty much what you're wearing.
I'm just going to walk straight across.
Okay, make me a. You own this role.
Really? I've got overconfidence as a flaw.
Yeah, but I want you to make a.
Charisma and what?
You got performance, something like that?
I've not got performance, I've got subterfuge there.
Yeah, do that.
I owns this.
How are you doing it?
He's putting his left foot in front of his right foot.
Yeah,
but
I'm just going to kind of walk out from
by
the fuel tanks.
Okay.
With my bag over my shoulder. Walk straight across. If anyone comes anywhere near me, I'll acknowledge them.
Which happened, you get a couple of guys walk past, they nod at you, and they
kind of give them a kind of half-hearted two-finger salute, not the swearing
kind,
the kind of, you know.
And you
stumble over to the communications.
Okay.
Is there a ladder onto the roof to service the dishes? I go up the roof.
Okay. You going to lay some charges there as well?
Yeah, I'm also going to plant, see if I can tap the line.
Okay, make me a roll to plant the charge, and then obviously how are you gonna tap the line?
Four successes to plant the charges.
No problem.
I am going to. Well, I've got my bugs.
Okay, make me an intelligence computer.
Okay.
Yeah. Just to make sure you get the right line and stuff like that.
Two successes.
Okay, no problem at all.
Splendid. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
I'm
going to climb off the roof.
Yeah.
And I'm going to walk over to the door. The big door. Slidey door.
Yeah.
Is there anyone guarding the big slidey door?
There's two guards on either side. As you get a bit closer, they kind of. Can I help you?
Left my pass in there.
And you are?
Smith.
Mate, you got bluff for it or
subterfuge, mate, subterfuge.
Yeah,
all about the subterfuge. Manipulation subterfuge on this one, I think.
Yeah.
I am Mr. Smith. Five successes.
Mr. Smith.
Johnson Smith?
Yes. Sorry, I went to your party.
I know, exactly.
That's long. Yeah, I do apologise. How's wife, kids, alright?
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
Awesome. Sorry, yeah, let him in. And the door gets slid open. And they walk in.
Oh, yeah.
Now you've just got to get out.
You've got to get in as well.
Oh, right.
You suck at infiltrating buildings, you lot.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I start making my way across said rock face.
Okay, are you three now going to follow...
Mishka.
Mishka.
Yes.
Okay.
What are we actually trying to do, can I ask?
Fill the lady in.
We're trying to infiltrate this base.
I think someone's already done that.
To get into said cave, because
into
weird
cave.
Things are going on in that cave. And we want to know what.
So why didn't Smith bring people with him?
Because I wasn't originally planning to do that.
No.
So you didn't think that you would clarify with your teammates first, did you?
No.
He's overconfident.
Yeah.
See, you notice how no one else of the long-running players in the game are at all surprised at the ridiculous move that I've just pulled.
Just can't believe it. Why didn't you come back and get us? Because we have no idea where you've gone.
He's probably just seen me
do
that.
In fact, yeah, we will have watched you just walk into the thing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
I'm really angry right now.
It's going to be one of these moments.
Leona,
what are we doing
then? Yes, he did.
Leona, what are we doing then?
Jessica, please.
Sorry. Jessica, yes.
Do you want any more climb rolls to get across to the... How many more? Another four.
Please.
Jessica, what are we doing?
Can we not communicate with him using my mind speech?
Yeah.
So we can find out what the hell he's doing.
I think he has to be in mind of sight.
Can I fit into the base?
What?
Where's everyone else?
Are we just going to go and do... Can't all three of us go up and try and do
Mishka's
what
up there.
Did? I've got a rock face.
And what's Mishka's name?
Can we not use a distraction? I've got fairy light. I can use that as a distraction. Silver clock.
Well, why not?
I've just so we could get out.
Three.
I've effectively.
Well, we can use one distraction.
On the way round, again, I'm putting in the rock face, but the name escapes me.
No, you can't tell.
I'm threading the guide rope that I've got.
To get rid of the guide.
Okay.
Coming round. I'll tie it off on the last one when I get down to the top of the metal building and basically drape it down so there's a rope for them to climb.
Okay.
And I'll hold on to the end.
You now see the rope comes tumbling down the side
of the rock face.
Yeah, which.
Cheers.
Can you make me some dex climb rolls, please?
How do I do that?
Roll. What's your dexterity?
There is no climb roll, my love.
It's
three.
Athletics.
Athletic.
Three dex. No athletics. One athletics.
Dex plus athletics. How many dots you got in total? How many dots do you have?
Four.
Roll 4d10.
Four d10s. How do I know what a success is?
Anything of six or above.
Easy. You make your shit look easy. I make my shit look easy.
Yeah.
They're all going to find out.
Three successes.
That's fine.
If you've got any ones as well, they cancel out.
Okay, no, I didn't. I have two nines, one six, and three.
That's fine. That's all I needed because he's done all the hard work for you.
So we climb up.
Because I'm just that good.
You start to make your way up.
How many successes do you need?
Just the one.
Yeah, I ain't going to get that from me.
You got four fails.
Okay. Did you botch or...?
I've got two dice roll for death athletics.
I've got three.
Did you botch? You just didn't, you can't do it?
No.
Okay, you go to the rope and you start, you put your one foot on the side of the mountain.
I'm just going to go...
And you can't, yeah, you can't. Okay, I'll come straight back to you in a second then.
Right. I've put my earpiece in so I can hear my brother.
Yeah?
Just for precautionary. Obviously I don't know if there's a security breach there. Clearly not me. I'm doing this shit good. Can I see any vents in this tunnel?
Vents
on the roof?
Yeah, there's a couple.
The ladder's up to them.
There's a bit down the cave entrance. There's some makeshift steps that take you up to what looks to be like a gangway, which you can get up to, and then there are some, if you can call them, vents.
Are there cameras around?
Not that you can see.
How big are the vents?
Quite big.
A squeeze, a human, a medium-sized human, yeah.
Definitely dog size. Mm. Cool, I'm going to make my way up there then.
Okay.
Right, the rock face.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of rock is it? Good solid granite?
See, now
I can
help. Mm-hmm. Right then, I'm going to tap into my primal self.
Okay.
I'm going to whisper to the spirits in his rock face, and I'm going to invoke one of my gifts,
mm-hmm.
create element. I'm going to create steps or handholds for me.
Let me roll.
That be a Gnosis roll.
Why don't you go first?
Because I've just got here. I'm just making handholds.
Welcome to the town with role playing.
Thank you, broken watch the wolf and
one,
I'm
two, three,
bastards.
Four, five, six, seven successes.
Basically, you step up to the surface, and then you kind of go. And as you do that, one forms, and that's how it is as you're walking. As you basically walking up, they're just forming as you're going.
That's all right then. If he overtakes us, I'm
going to
get very cross at him.
Well,
I'm doing some thanking the spirits of rock for helping me out.
You get a thank you feeling back. Okay, after a while of people climbing up the rock face with the ropes and creating handhelds and stuff like that, they all join you now, and he's here. And
on top of the big metal rock above the door.
He's here.
During this time, I'd have had a look around to see if there's any easy way in other than trying to get down the front and in the door.
There's some vents across the top.
Screwed in or
no,
vent
the
covers?
The
more likely to be secured from inside than out.
Yeah, they're kind of flush.
Okay.
But they've got the vents, the slats or something.
I can peer through.
Okay, and you see.
Sorry?
Hello!
No.
No.
Shit. Ham.
Climbing.
I didn't know that would work. That was easy time.
You did not see how easy
right,
my time
was, so how
was,
do we get
you?
Down in there now? Because we've just climbed up 50 feet.
Oh, why are you so fucking miserable?
Because I have to be in a group.
Shut
with
up.
You.
I'm working. Are the screws?
Inside, yeah.
I'll undo the screws.
Okay.
My electric screwdriver.
You undo the screw. You undo them, and you push it up. And you move it to one side.
Hang on. First, I'll check that there are no triggers wires on it.
Probably not.
I don't want to trigger any kind of security breach, because that would kind of ruin
defeat
my
the whole
point of
this.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, what am I doing? Computers again?
Yeah. There's not an intrusion roll on this. On this.
No.
No.
It's subterfuge,
not
that. No, break into something.
Leisure domain?
Nope.
Investigation?
Nah, that's like crime and stuff.
Computers then?
Yeah.
What did perception alertness just do it looking for the tripwires?
Either or.
Well,
four successes, no, you find nothing.
That's interesting.
Maybe they're not expecting anybody to come down from the roof.
Truly.
Okay. Yeah, you move the hatch across and you can now see where he's standing and peering into the cave.
That works. Everybody in?
Okay.
I will help them down so they don't make noise.
Can we not just use the rope that we just used to dangle it in and go down that?
I haven't got that much of rope.
If I've managed to lift it out like that, and I'm 5'7",
you can touch the gang.
It's really not that high.
Well,
I shall just swing down from the
vent hole. No, you drop down. What are you doing?
Jumping in. Leona jumps in.
Okay.
Jessica, sorry.
Well, she'll shut the vent again.
Okay.
Personality disorder.
Okay. You shut the vent.
Well, everyone else had gone in. I just assumed I'll open the vent.
Okay. And he jumps in.
I'll shut the vent and refasten it. Not totally tight.
Okay.
Quick escape type, yes.
Those
yes.
who haven't, obviously.
Actually, we hit with a charge. Just tiny little charges so that the screws will blow out so we can just push it out.
Okay, make me a roll to do all that. But as you all drop in, you two do notice that Theo has joined you.
When did you get it?
A little while ago.
More to the point.
2 minutes ago.
How did you get it?
That's not the first, that's all the
question. Oh, I don't think I ever will. I may regret it. It might hurt my head.
Thank you, Bob Dan.
Thank you, Bob Dan.
Thank you, Bob Dan. Thank you, Mr. Man.
How the hell did you manage that?
Okay. I'm cooler than you are.
Now you know that ain't true.
It is.
Okay.
I don't know. You score some off a university student.
Making your way down. You come off the gangway. down into the main cave, which is just basically one large corridor, which goes down and veers to the left. But as it's going away from you and veers to the left, it's getting smaller.
Is it lit?
Yes, but very dimly. It's not. It's basically got what could be pastor's torches hanging off the wall. That's how dim it is. It's not very.
I shall grab the torch off my maglite off the belt.
Okay. Yeah, at the minute it's just basically you're standing in what looks to be, what once was the entrance to the cave. They built it out and put huge doors on it, and you've got large piping tubes coming out into different vents, which you presume that this is like the ventilation exhaust area. So it's the intake.
Okay. Follow the cave down.
Okay, you make your way down the cave.
Being very careful with how I'm walking.
This area is completely low security, as it's not really an area.
I'd imagine they wouldn't expect people to get into this bit with the great big steel double doors on the front.
Exactly, so they're not really. There's not that tight. There's not quite that tight security here. You make your way down to the cave. You follow it round to the left. When you walk into a larger cavernous area, it's based they've come down here and they've built mezzanine floors, which come out the side of the cave, and then they've basically vertically dropped with steps and ladders going up it.
So they've been a while here then, yeah?
Yeah. And they've got what looks to be small laboratories, research areas, offices, and in the centre there is a glass dome which looks like it's a airlock, an air containment system of some description. Again, there's quite a few people milling around in here, but the first thing that you sense is rage. Can you all make me a rage roll, please?
How do I do that? Probably rage.
No, because that
so
would be bad.
So I roll 4d10s, yeah.
Shit. Give me a clue. High or low is what I'm looking for here. Or you're not going to give me the clue?
Low.
That's my total rage for you.
That's all right, that's all right. You have met the magic number, so you're okay.
I'm an angry person, really.
I'm confused. I rolled it four times.
Yep.
And then what do I
what, what's, what? Sorry, what's
what?
What
numbers did you get? 8, 4, 6, and 3.
Okay, so two successes. Theo, you automatically get this feeling that someone's going to attack. No. Yeah. Someone's going to attack. You automatically take your stance, and you're about to shift to protect yourself from what you don't know. It's
into my natural form.
Yeah, which is
Krynos.
Which you straight away you go into your battle stance and you get ready to go and you're about to shift and you gain composure. You gain composure shortly after and you pull yourself together again
with cold water in his face from a squirting gun.
Is that not going to increase his rage at all?
Why do you carry a water pistol?
Because I smell.
I carry Febreze, and I carry cold water.
Cramp.
In case any of the doggy people get a little overexcited. It's my thing.
Are you not allowed to
walk? Bogdan.
I am. I don't like it, though.
I guess with you, you automatically feel the rage building, and all of a sudden, you go to switch to Krynos, and you
squirt myself in the face.
You pull yourself together. You two, again, feel the same thing. You both feel that something's about to attack, or you get the feel of wanting to lash out at something, and you go to change, and you may pull yourself together.
The biggest, baddest ass member of the party, yeah.
Yeah. You get this overwhelming urge that whatever's about to show itself, whatever feelings in the air, you want to completely destroy. You are starting to
lose. Would killing everything in the room help?
Yes.
Except for, of course, my friends.
Yes.
Ooh.
But you start you start to see him. His eyes roll into the back of his head.
I've got this.
You plant your feet down.
It's the shock factor. It's cold water in the face, and you're like, whoa, what the hell? That's the plan.
And you can see him starting, you can see his clothes starting to tighten as he's starting to shift slowly. But then, at a very last second before you completely flip out, you get sprayed in the face. Yeah.
No, it doesn't. Well, he gets sprayed in the face, doesn't get on the back of my head. I'm going to grab his face and, like, just tell him to calm down.
Work with him.
I'm going to spray both of them.
Make me a roll.
What roll am I making?
I want you to make me a...
Manipulation.
Yeah, that's a good start.
Persuasion, can
persuasion,
I use that?
Persuasion, yes, please.
Okay.
Would that be more of a charisma?
Charisma and subterfuge. No. I use charisma and subterfuge.
Okay, that's fine.
Where's persuasion?
None of us are an empathic person.
I am too.
Where's persuasion?
There isn't one.
There isn't one, no.
She's just making up things.
Five. What does that gesture mean? Does that mean go
it
do
means
it?
Role play, woman.
Right, I'm going to grab your face and I'm going to just be saying, right, calm down. You don't need to shift.
Draw.
Can't look into my eyes. You don't need to shift. Calm down.
Sorry.
I'm just going to bring my voice like lower and lower and lower.
Okay.
Softer.
Get down to you.
Get a hold of myself. I should calm myself down. I'm okay. I'm okay. It's all good. I'm okay.
Now you can squirt me in the face.
I'm fine. I am not going to go on a murderous rampage through this room.
Okay.
Yet.
The feeling that you've gotten from just... It wasn't too
thank
bad...
You.
From where you when you first came in, but
myself as well.
As you've got deeper into the cave, this feeling has got bigger and bigger to the point where you've walked into this room and it's just hit you straight away in the face.
I shall re-pick up my mic and turn it off.
Okay.
Who else is in here, or who else is around?
You can see at the minute you've come out of a small exit, and looking out. There's some scientists and helpers dotted around the areas in which you can see laboratories, research departments, and that sort of thing. It's basically like a whole the university. You've got labs.
Yeah.
It's like that. This has been basically brought in here and constructed.
Okay. Is it all built around that?
Yes.
Grass bit in the middle.
Yes.
It's in the grass bit.
Right.
Need to get out.
That would be a case of what's in there.
Okay, we shall do that.